Hello everyone, this is XP again. Last time I posted my invitation to DreamWork on 51.ca and expected to hear his response. Unfortunately, I haven't heard anything yet. However, I totally understand because DreamWork is running UPS and a business institute all in the same time, so it must be pretty hard, I think, for everybody. Interestingly, while I was waiting for DreamWork, I've noticed that Mr. Yu just posted something on 51.ca, and he is actually the second candidate of this Making Your Dreams Come True event. His impressive English writing skill and a convincing rationale for Angang's case just immediately caught my attention. So after reading through his introduction, I decided to conduct offline interview for him. So Mr. Yu, here are my questions. First of all, since you came here almost two decades ago, which was either by the end of 1980s or early 1990s, did you experience some difficulties in terms of language, education, cultural background, even food, when you first started? Also, in your view, what's the most significant change in Canada and in Chinese community within these years? Secondly, as per your introduction, you had been working in a local bank for more than 10 years. I'm just really wondering, because generally the banks offer, you know, must be very good, very good salary, very comfortable working environment, not to mention the benefits. Especially you got a family, so the bank even going to cover, you know, some of the cost for your family members. So I'm just wondering what exactly inspired your attempt to launch this new business. Is that because the day-by-day routine became more and more boring, or you were just dying to start your own business as a mediator? Or maybe there are some other reasons we don't know, but we're very interested to know. In addition, could you please also provide some details about your role in the bank so, you know, we can get more ideas about what did you do in the bank and what was your role anyway. But if this is kind of like your privacy, and then, you know, never mind. The next one, as a mediator, what are your expertise areas? I think this is something lots of people are very interested, even concerned. And by the way, I just did, you know, a bit of my homework. So I tracked the ADR website, and I've noticed that being a ADR chartered mediator, you need to go through certain regular trainings. Although I'm not sure if this is like mandatory to all of the mediators, you know, in Ontario, but I'm still very interested to know if achieving the ADR membership and the certification is part of your goal or part of your plan. All right, the last one, after checking the ADR website, I got kind of feeling like, you know, your current business, just my view, maybe it's a little bit different than mediation. Correct me if I'm wrong. As I understood, mediation is an approach to bring all the parties, including mediator, all together and try to make a settlement that is acceptable to, you know, all the sides. During the mediation exercise, the mediator, him or herself, is supposed to be a neutral expert. So, whereas your attempt gave me an impression that you're more like a agent, you know, who is working on someone's behalf. So, I kind of like see a gap between those two. So, anyway, I'm just a bit confused here. So could you please shed some light on this, the nature of your business for us so that we can understand both you and your business better? Well, I'd really appreciate your response, and good luck for all of us. Good night. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.